What are the signs of aging? You walk upstairs instead of running. You can't stay out too late at night without feeling the effects the next morning. It's much harder to deal with a weight problem. And then you have to buy reading glasses or bifocals. And some of your friends and relatives your own age die. Your teeth are really not quite as sound as they used to be. And your friends, whom you have not seen for a while, seem to have aged notably, especially your classmates at reunions. And then you have children who are teenagers, and all of a sudden you have grandchildren. You count up the years of your life, and you realize that the majority of them have already been lived. And of course, with each passing year, time seems to go more quickly than less. And that's what today's gospel is about, to encourage us to read the signs of our own time. Jesus, with more than a little bit of irony, points out that the blossoming fig tree is a sure sign of the changing seasons in our life. And obviously, Jesus was warning his apostles and all the people who came after us, meaning us, that it is much later than they thought, than we think. It is later than we think. Each of us today is a year older. As Thanksgiving and Christmas season begin again, each of us is 1 year closer to death, 1 year closer to a final accounting of our lives, and 1 year closer to having the quality and the effectiveness of our love judged by the Father. And if we are intelligent, and if we are a prudent people, we begin to learn more and more to read the signs of the time, to understand that indeed we are all getting older, and we do resolve that we will do the best we can with whatever time remains for each of us. We all know that we should lead lives of intensity, of commitment, and of love, instead of just going on with dull, commonplace mediocrity. Now remember that Jesus is not trying to scare us, nor does he try to suggest today that our God is some kind of an accountant who keeps careful books in everything that we do. Today, Jesus, in a very gentle, quiet way, is trying to alert us to be enthusiastic and eager, so that time rolls along, we will not waste any more of the wonderful creative opportunities that still remain for each of us in our lives. In this season, the year begins to wind down, the days grow shorter. In many parts of the country, the snow begins to fall. And then, in such a natural kind of way, our thoughts naturally begin to turn, if we permit them, our thoughts turn to the shortness of our life. And then there is in each of us a very strong temptation, not to permit ourselves to think that way. We become afraid, and we force ourselves blindly into and through the entire holiday season, bypassing any opportunity given to us to take stock, to learn how to reflect, to read the signs of the times, and to realize in our heart that it is later than we think. And so once more, we end up trivializing the whole season, and we waste it. Now today, Jesus is again shown as possessed by a sense of the intimate closeness of God. And it is his sense of urgency that includes that sense of intimacy that we are invited to accept. No matter what our age is, no matter what accomplishments we can list, there is still so very much for all of us left to do. In fact, it seems that the faster we go, the further behind we get, the more we get done, the more there is to do. But the urgency in today's gospel is not to be equated with some kind of nervous frenzy, which usually is the spirit of this season for too many of us. Today, Jesus is portrayed as living a life of singular purpose, constantly aware of all of the creative choices, his creative possibilities, his creative decisions. Now, on the other hand, it seems that we people too often drift. We just drift in and out of that kind of condition of awareness in our life, of the opportunities that are given to us that are so creative. Sometimes we are in command of what is there. At other times, we just coast along. It really demands a kind of training to maintain a consistent level of awareness for any kind of prolonged period of time in our life. It's so true of our play, of our work, of our relationships, of our prayer, and only too often we are apt to sacrifice one or the other or more. A good example could be made of a basketball team. The practice is a certain kind of situation over and over again, so that when it really does happen in a game, the players instinctively are able to handle it with ease. And Jesus tells us today, take the time now to improve your instinct. Stay awake. Learn to love one another. Be concerned for each other. That's how you're going to be judged someday. You do not know the day nor the hour. There's so little time and so very much to do. And somehow we always allow the unimportant things to interfere with what is essential. We do the things we think we have to do instead of the things we know we should do. We do the things we ought to do instead of trusting our instinct and doing the things that our instinct tells us to do. And each year, we resolve not to allow this headlong, frantic rush of the holiday season to interfere with a prayerful, reflective Christmas time. And then what do? We go right ahead and use up all of this precious time and energy with all of those other obligations except the ones to God and to ourselves. And then we sigh ever so wistfully in January as we take down the dry tree and promise ourselves that next year, oh, next year, it's going to be so different. And then we get guilty because once again, we have trivialized another whole season. Is there any alternate to this? This season is deliberately chosen by the church to help us understand that we all need to take a few moments more each day for quiet, recollection, solitude. Today, the frontier of the space age is really not so much any longer up there. It's in here. We are to acquire inner space, precious, valuable inner space within our heart to recollect what is life about. To take the invitation of Jesus to acquire the same kind of sense of intimacy that is possible, that the same spirit of the Father who lived in Jesus also lives in us. It's very real. This is a season of the year when we are invited to learn that the longest journey of all is the journey inward. The longest journey of life is the journey that we are taking inward into our heart. And that is what we are afraid of. That is why we run. That is why there is so much frenzy. We desperately want to avoid that reality. That's why we procrastinate and put things off. We wait until the kids are in school or until the kids are out of school. We wait until Labor Day and then Thanksgiving, and we wait until the rain stops, and then we wait until summertime, and the sands continue to flow through the hourglass. Life slips away through our fingers, and the signs of the times are ignored. And Jesus keeps on warning us each year, as the church, with this beautiful, fine sense of timing, has us listen. Listen to the apocalyptic gospels. And it is just now, at this time of the year, when the signs of our time, the signs of our own personal ebbing life, are the most obvious, when the days grow shorter and the leaves drop. And that's why we are so earnest in ignoring them. We all look the other way because we all know that it's later than we think. The readings today frightened us, and yet in reality we know today, after many years of tradition, that the Lord actually does return quietly and gently into our lives in so many different ways, but above all, whenever we as a church community of faith gather as an assembly to break bread as a sign of our discipleship. That's why we have the symbol of the risen Christ and a rainbow coming in the clouds here in the sanctuary, coming in glory. That's the acclamation and the Eucharistic prayer. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ comes again in glory. As we gather with the Eucharist and listen to the saving word of healing, and break bread in thanksgiving, we make the Lord present here again in our own times, in our own day. The mystery of his life, passion, is lived out in our own lives. That's the mystery. But he comes in resurrected form and in glory, in the bread and in the word. That is the mystery. Quietly and gently, has there been any change in our life in the past year since last Thanksgiving? Have we learned to pray with more recollection? Has our life become a little bit better? Have we allowed God to come closer to us? Have we given more generous and loving service to the community, the Christian services? Have we been a little bit more patient and sensitive? What are we waiting for? If not here, where? If not now, When?